is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green glass tumble. Man, oh man. The magic of live radio. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Today's Monday, May 28th, 2012. We're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Today's Memorial Day. It's observed by the federal government annually in the United States on the last Monday of May. Today's the day that we remember the men and women who died while serving the United States Armed Forces. Previously, it was known as Decoration Day, originating after the American War between the states. Some call it the War of Northern Aggression. Some call it the Civil War. Now it's descended to mark the start of the summer vacation. Labor Day marks its end. Today's a special day that I will yet have another chance to thank my grandfathers, my uncles, my father for their service. The United States of America. They bravely fought in World War I and World War II. They all came home alive, but changed forever. The blood-curdling screams resulting from the nightmares of blown-up bodies of people that seconds before were right next to them. The burning bodies of men jumping into the ocean that just seconds before were set ablaze by the Japanese kamikaze dive bombers on American troop ships. The unforgettable smell of the rotting and decaying corpses of the U.S. servicemen lying in the hot sun. See that old men start wars for profit and young men die to help make the world a safer place, do the right thing. Never, never, never reelect anyone. Don't take chances. Throw them all out. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com. If you need to refresh your memory or revisit something that you heard on the broadcast, just click on usapreparers.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. You can tell my tone is a little different today. It's upsetting to me to think about our veterans that have given their lives and given their mental status to greedy individuals that will start wars for their own profit. It's disgraceful. Joel Johnson's with me today. He's MacGyver. MacGyver 101 is the seminar he teaches at the Get Prepared Expo. Joel, thank you so much for joining me. I'm sorry that normally I'm on a much more upbeat tone, but when I think about what has happened to our service personnel, it is just a disgrace.
Oh, I agree. I really do, Vince. Thank you very much. It's always an honor to be with you on the show.
Joel, let's talk about some maybe a little bit more pleasant items. You and I were talking over the weekend, and we were talking about, without getting too much religion into this, we're talking about some of our God-given abilities and God-given talents. And I happen to mention that I believe that being bored is a sin. And you reacted to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe it is. Not a malicious sin, not one that people actually intend to be. But it's basically what it is it's a sin of denial of God's nature in us. You know, we are created in his image. And I've got some very instinctive ideas about what it means to be created in his image. I don't think it means that we look like him physically. It means that he has given us certain innate traits. One of the most important ones is creativity. We're not creators, but we are creative. And I see boredom as a choice. Boredom is the end result of the willful decision not to use the creativity that God gave us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I absolutely agree. So, you know, in that light, Joel, I think about MacGyver, you know, the TV series. And he's a fictional character. But you are MacGyver. You're the guy who finds uses for other uses. And you call them invisible inventions?
Invisible inventions, yeah. In fact, yeah. We've put together, and the team is always changing, always expanding, but I've actually put together a research and development team. Different guys meet on different projects, but what we do is we try to find new stuff to do with existing technology. You know, we've used on the show an example of the Imrod fishing pole that I have, and thus far we've come up with 35 things to do with that fishing pole besides fish, 35 that we've field tested, and a bunch more that we've got in the wings that we just need to get out and try it and make sure that they work.
Mm-hmm.
Invisible inventions is either looking for something new to do with something you have in hand, or or doing what MacGyver traditionally did on the television program, and what I tend to do a lot, which is to not have something on hand that you need, like a radio guest. find something lying around you can use to substitute for it by taping it to this or that. So that's kind of the position you're in this morning, and I think you did a really great job.
Well, Joel, why don't we just take a minute and talk about that? We had a regularly scheduled instructor who has not been on Genesis Communications. He's been on many, many, many times, every, you know, once a week with me for about a year. And he's just a brilliant, brilliant instructor. And something happened, and I don't know what. This particular individual does have a cell phone, but he does not turn it on because he's concerned about the electromagnetic radiation, very much like I have a cell phone, but it's never in my pocket. And So 5 minutes before 10 Central Time, he was to connect with us. And 4, 3, 2, you know, 1 minute before, he was not available. And I could not get in touch with him. And so I called Joel Johnson. And Joel's going to be on with me this afternoon. And Joel Johnson jumped in with, he must have had, like, I don't know, 5 seconds. 5 seconds notice.
Yeah,
right?
I got the message. And just dialed the phone.
So yeah, and by the way, that's who we are. We are prepared at usapreparers.com, and so our instructors are ready to jump in and do whatever's necessary. And it's just an awesome group, awesome AWESOME group of people to be surrounded by. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Fun bunch of guys. Really weird group.
So I wanted to kind of let the class know that sometimes things happen in live radio. There is no safety net. Alex was prepared to – Alex, our producer in Minnesota, was prepared to pull in off the computer a rebroadcast at a moment's notice, and that was just an absolutely incredible effort on his part. But you jumped right in, and here we are. So I found out, I guess maybe 5 seconds after you found out, that we're going to be on the air together. So Joel, I really appreciate it. And so jumping into MacGyver, what you teach is, you know, MacGyver was always in these terrible situations. Actually, they were life and death situations, and he would use explosives, but he would never use a gun.
Right.
I guess, yeah. So, but we're not talking about using explosives, but what we are talking about is he would go into the shed and find, you know, 4 different items or 7 different items that he would cobble together to. Our guest from 10 o'clock just called in. I don't know what to say. We'll take it. We'll talk about that during the break, Alex. But anyway, he would cobble together four or five different items, maybe more, and put together a solution to this life-threatening situation that he was in, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, now that's the character. The real guy, Richard Dean Anderson, there was a recent picture of him taken in 2012 with him standing outside of his vehicle with the hood up and the doors open, talking on a cell phone, looking very perplexed at not knowing how to get his car to work.
Right.
That's the real guy. But the MacGyver character did the kind of stuff that we do all the time.
So, Joel, let's talk about that. When you teach in the Get Prepared Expo seminar, what is the message that you give to the overall theme that you give to the class?
Well, preparedness is much, much more than having the equipment on hand to do what you need to do in the case of an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about, you've heard people talking about improvising, adapting, and overcoming. Mm-hmm. To me, it's really a two-stage level of adaptation. So the acronym for me would actually be, or the mantra for me would be adapt, improvise, adapt, and overcome. You have to adapt intrinsically, improvise with what you have, adapt extrinsically, and then overcome. Equipment is only equipment, while I would be tempted to just do a bunch of parlor tricks in the workshop, showing them tape this to this, hook this together, take paper clips and chewing gum and some duct tape, and make a bazooka out of it, I would be doing people a disservice. What is important for me to do is basically teach them how to think that way, because they're not always going to have the things on hand. I wouldn't want people going, well, now I need to make sure I've got paper clips in my bug-out bag so I can do that thing. Okay, because you're always going to be coming across a number of different variables in any kind of emergency situation.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, panic is most effectively averted by a self-demonstration of competence.
Okay, Joel Johnson, MacGyver. I'm Vince Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I am at the controls, and Dr. Gorman Shealy just called in, and he will be with us tomorrow at 10 o'clock on GCN, Genesis Communications Network. Dr. Shealy is a three-times PhD. He's a medical doctor, a brain surgeon. He's written over 28 books. He is way, way, way out of the box. So if you have a medical question and you'd like to call in and get some free medical advice that you just probably won't hear anyplace else, Dr. Norman Shealy, he'll be with me tomorrow. He's a senior instructor at USAPrepares.com, and he's been on the radio with me for about a year. If you want to hear brilliance at its finest, he is able to diagnose and prescribe over the air in a matter of seconds. You will be impressed for sure. Joel Johnson's with me. Joel Johnson's CodiacSurvivalGear.com. Joel's got a master's degree, and he's currently working on his PhD. And we mentioned early in the broadcast that I think it's a sin to be bored. And the reason I think that is because being bored means you are not being productive, and you've been put on this planet for a specific reason, and to do nothing, to me, is a sin. I was raised Roman Catholic, but as I've said before, I'm not a very good practicing Catholic because I do not go to church every Sunday. I believe that God is all around us, and I also believe that I don't need to be at a specific pew at a specific time on a specific day of the week in order to do the right thing. But in any event, I really believe that wasting time is a sin. It's like wasting water, wasting food, wasting fuel, being extravagant. I think all of those are sins. Joel, back to you.
You know, I could never be a Catholic, Vince, because I'd always be trying to figure out a better way of making that smoke come out of that thing that the priests shake. I go, hey, have you tried? Yeah, it would probably be disruptive to the entire mass process there. I've accumulated a list of things that I believe are inherent to the MacGyver mindset. And many of these things, and to me, this really encompasses my concept of what being created in the image of God is. And I'm gonna read through this list, and then we can maybe talk about a few of these things. And I know any of your serious students that listen a lot on the radio probably have something to write down with already. If they don't, they should, because there's always something worthy of being written down in your programs. But here's the list. I'll say it pretty quickly, and then I'll go through it slowly. Preparedness, creativity, art, science, common sense, sense of humor, logic, inventiveness, education, training, conditioning, adaptability, awareness and self-awareness, and concern, not worry. And in addition to that, my concept of what I call genius vision, which is the ability to see things that other people don't see yet and to help other people to see it too. And then the physical act of actually getting way out of the box. And that's actually the name of our LLC is Way Out of the Box. What we do is we help people find a way out of the box by getting way out of the box. Another word I would add to that list is empowerment. So empowerment, preparedness, creativity, art, science, common sense, sense of humor, logic, inventiveness, education, training, conditioning, adaptability, awareness and self-awareness, concern, not worry, and genius vision. And the two things that I would say that are most important or most interesting to talk about there that people don't always identify with being created in the image of God is sense of humor. And then I'd also like to make a remark about concern, not worry. I believe worry is a very, very malignant force that eats at us like a cancer. Mm-hmm. Whereas concern is something that invokes things getting done. And there's a big, big difference in it. The human being is not capable of worrying and doing something about what they're worrying about at the same time.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Worrying is a thief.
Yeah, worry is what you do before you go to work, what you do at work, and what you should be doing is being concerned and doing something about it. Joel Johnson, MacGyver. I'm Vin Fanelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about Joel's list and tell you what you need to do, think about, and act on right now. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This can be slight and what are today's hot keto? Oh God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Joel Johnson's with me. He is MacGyver, the real MacGyver, and we've been talking about worry and concern. I'd just like to mention that many of you know that I happen to be a farmer, and I raise Black Angus cattle. Some might call me a rancher. I prefer a farmer. And there are two times a year when farmers are concerned about feeding their cows. One is in the winter when there's snow on the ground and the grass is not growing, and a cow will eat about 30 pounds of hay per day, 30 pounds of dry matter per cow per day. And if the grass isn't growing, that's a real problem for farmers. Now, right now, we are in a serious, serious drought in Missouri. I mean, 2 weeks ago, had I baled our hay, we would have some hay for the winter. However,
due to our son's college schedule. We had six fields that we had to bail, and we couldn't get it done by ourselves, so we needed a third person, and that would be my son. So we waited for him, and he got home, and then the weather got so hot that the grass dried out. So we went from having hay to bale to having absolutely no hay to bale, no grass to cut. It is all dried and withered, and it's turning to dust, literally, as we speak. We are now in a very, very, very serious feed situation for our cows for the summer. We do not have enough grass to feed our cows for the summer. And we're not the only farmers in this position. So could that have been a worry, and could we have just worried about it and just see what would happen? No, we didn't do that. We were proactive, and we were concerned. And so over the weekend, we took every piece of equipment out of our barn. We bought some hay, and we bought it and moved it into the barn right then and there. And the reason we put it in the barn instead of leaving it outside is because if you leave the hay outside, you will lose about 25% of the hay to rot from the rain, moisture, and so forth. So we weren't willing to waste a single ounce of our hay. So that is the difference between concern and worry. Joel Johnson, your thoughts?
And, well, absolutely. As I had mentioned before the break, worry is a malignant force in our lives that wastes time, wastes energy, and it debilitates us. It puts us in a, if you think about it, it's not something that the human being is capable of doing at the same time that they're doing something about what they're worrying about. It's an either or. Mm-hmm. You can be concerned and let the concern instill action, or you can worry about it and just let it eat you up. If you've ever waked up in the middle of the night, you couldn't sleep because of something that you were worried about, and think about how many minutes or hours you lay there just eaten up with worry. If you had gotten up and started working on a project that would help to solve the problem, it would have been a very empowering, inspiring experience, would have done something about it, probably gotten you back to sleep just fine, and would have helped to solve the problem. But rather, you wasted time.
You're absolutely correct.
And we all do it. We've all been in a position to do it on more than one occasion. And it's just not consistent to me with the image of God and what God would have us do in our lives.
Okay,
so that's why I say worry is a sin.
Okay, so worry and being bored.
As well, yeah. Okay. Both of them. Worry and boredom.
All right, let's go down the proactive components of your list. Let's talk about what we can do about these things.
Sure. Well, I have an exercise in worry that it's a very, very creative thing that I lead people in doing. It's an exercise called picking up straws. And what I ask them to do, first of all, is start off by making an exhaustive list of everything that has malignantly rented free space in their head over the course of the last 30 days. If they've worried about it for 5 minutes, if they've worried about it for 5 hours or longer, put it down on the list. Then I go through an exercise where I have them look at what is on the list that has already happened that they can't do anything about it because it's in the past. Next, and to put a line through those things. Then I have them look at what hasn't happened yet and very possibly won't happen, and have them put a line through that. Then I take this even smaller list and look at it and say, okay, now there are things on here that are kind of included in other things. In other words, if you if this happens, this and this will happen too. So just scratch off the ones that are included in other things. And ultimately, in this process of picking up straws, what they're doing is they're taking a list of 50 to 100 things that they recall worrying about and gotten it down to a very manageable list of problems to be and challenges to be targeted. And it, usually we can get it down with proper elimination to 4 or 5 things that they need to be concerned about. Then we prioritize those, set goals, and use the systematic problem-solving process and work out a plan to work those things out. And so So it's a cognitive behavioral exercise, very simple, systematic, like our systematic problem solving is, but it works really well.
Interesting you say that, Joel, because when I was in the School of Management at the university, one of the things that we learned is priorities can be categorized as A, B, and C, with A being the highest priority, highest value events that would take the longest amount of time and the most amount of preparation, and B would be, you know, medium priorities that you could bang out a little quicker, and then C would be those real easy to do things that had the least amount of value. And a lot of us looking for instant gratification will say, well, let's just, these C priorities are so quick and easy to do, let's just bang a few of those out and you'll get some instant gratification. But if you do the B's and the C's, you never get to the A's. So you never get to the important things in life that are absolutely necessary to do, because you're working on trivia and minutia. And is that kind of what you're saying in terms of worry?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a very, very short step from worry to panic. Mm-hmm. And panic destroys us in a crisis. Panic is what's going to kill you. And so in the same thing, by getting involved in minutia, as you said, you can be so wrapped up in busyness that you don't take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Okay. And then when you talk about inventiveness, I think that that's kind of something that's lacking in today's society. I see young people that don't seem to understand how they can be inventive.
Well, because they can't make change at McDonald's, Vince. You know, our
right.
system is so dumbed down, our kids. You know, if you go to Walmart or to McDonald's and you hand them a dollar and they're about to give you 96-cent change and you say, oh, well, wait a minute, you know, here's 4 cents. Can you give me a dollar? You know, 4 out of 5 times they're going to say, I can't because I'm already running up. They can't count the change back to you. You know, then they have to call for a supervisor and they can't figure it out either. That 96 plus 4 is 100 and there's 100 pennies and a dollar, so hand you the dollar to avoid the change. It's
right.
sad. You know, but we've just taught our kids to, we've dumbed them down in our system. Not all children, obviously, but the system has. You see what I mean? It
needs
that thing where we don't let our kids be empowered and invented. We make their decisions for them. We shelter them. That's crazy. It's crazy thinking to do that. In MacGyver 101, I asked the group how many of them ride a bicycle. And usually half the hands go up or less. And I say, well, let me rephrase that. How many of you know how to ride a bicycle? You may not have one now. Well, almost every hand comes up. And then I ask them how they like the book. They go, what book? And I say, well, the book that comes with the bicycle on how to ride the bicycle. And they all look at me like I'm nuts. So wait a minute. You didn't read a book on how to ride a bicycle? Well, how did you learn to ride the bicycle? I said, well, by getting on and trial and error, you get on, you fall, you skin your knee. You learn to ride a bicycle by riding a bicycle. Well, guess how we learn to solve problems? Guess how we learn to make decisions? By solving problems and making decisions. And sometimes it doesn't work out real well at first, but by going through the process, we learn the process and we learn how to do it. A friend
yes.
of mine named John Moria was on the verge of down the road to dying when he was a kid because of his involvement in drugs. And the only thing in school that interested him, that got his attention, was pottery class. Now, John is now a master potter, but the first time he sat down at a potter's wheel, he looked around him and he saw one guy making a cup, one guy making a plate, one guy making a vase, and one guy making a bowl. And the first thing John made on the potter's wheel was a mess. Now, John's super perfectionistic thinking disgusted him, and because he couldn't do it right the first time, he got up and he was about to walk out and angry at himself and angry at him, just thinking pottery is stupid because he couldn't do it. And his teacher said something that saved his life and changed his life. He said, John, anything worth doing is worth doing wrong.
Wow.
So that man has said what we've all heard growing up, which is anything worth doing is worth doing right. John probably wouldn't have returned to the classroom. But he learned that anything worth doing is worth doing wrong. And there's nothing wrong with doing it wrong as long as you learn from that. We learn far more from our mistakes and our quote failures than we do from our successes. And
interesting you say that.
Teach our young people to do that.
Very interesting you say that.
Society.
When I taught high school computer science, we manufactured computers in our classroom. Literally, we did $1,200,000 worth of sales out of our classroom. It was something that had never been done before. And I would tell the class that it's okay to make mistakes. Just don't do it twice. So what I meant by that is if they put in a piece of electronics and they powered up the computer for the first time and it smoked, don't put another one in just like that and say, geez, they're both bad. You know, learn from that mistake. It's okay to make a mistake, but it's not okay to make it over and over and over again. And, you know, Joel, you're talking about inventiveness. And I just wrote myself a note as we're talking about it. Inventiveness seems to be linked to the ability to estimate. And you were talking about making change. At the cash register, I don't think we teach how to estimate anymore.
Oh, right. Or we teach how to settle for estimation. As long as you're kind of sort of right, you ought to get full credit for it.
Joel Johnson, Ben Finelli, USAPrepares.com, solving the world's problems. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy.
Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joel Johnson's with me today, and we are talking about MacGyver and preparedness. And Joel, last night, Dr. Howard Shane from Springfield, Missouri, and I were at the farm. Mrs. Finelli was here, and his son was here. And we were just sitting around the kitchen table, and we were talking about education, public education. And his son said something that was absolutely remarkable to me. He said that students have 3 minutes between classes to change from one class to the next. And the students are given three passes per semester in order to use the bathroom, the men's room or the girl's room. Anyway, now, if they don't use those passes, those three passes, they can turn them in at the end of the semester for grade point increases. So if you don't use the restroom, you can improve your grade.
I can think of all sorts of inappropriate things to say right now about that, Vince, that I just don't think I should share on the air. But
The point is, you were talking about, almost right. Is that's close enough? I mean, gee whiz. So how does this even enter into the equation? You know, when I had students, if they had to use the restroom, I believed them. If they said they had to use the restroom, I said, go. Please, and I don't think they abused it at all.
Well, there are things that estimation is appropriate in, and things that estimation just isn't appropriate in. Mm-hmm. Creative writing is something that you certainly want to give people latitude in. I remember my son, who when he was supposed to be in a gifted English class in high school. Actually, this was in junior high. And he was supposed to write a short story. Well, Adam did it in the form of a cartoon strip. It was brilliant. Great story through the cartoon characters. He got an F on the project because he didn't use the format that the teacher wanted him to use. So we got him into another class with another teacher where he thrived. Someone that saw that a creative kid, a gifted kid, needs to be let out of the box. And let them do what they want to in the form that works for them. That's artistic expression. That's very, very very appropriate forum for estimation and experimentation. Math is not a class that enjoys that same dynamic. You want people to get the right answer. You don't want to be flying in an airplane built by a guy who sort of got it right when he figured out the formula for these computer programs that are keeping the plane in the air and getting you from point A to point B. You know, you want someone that's very, very precise.
And so You're absolutely right.
You know, our education system sometimes gives kids too much latitude in one area and not enough latitude in another. And it's just sad.
Joel, if I were to look in your pocket for the three most important items that a person should carry with him, what would I find in your pocket?
Okay, well, being on my belt, can that?
Sure, that's fine. What I really mean is what should a person carry?
The only thing I keep in my pocket usually is money and my credit cards and ID and stuff. I only keep in one pocket.
No, what I really mean is what survival preparedness items do you recommend carrying? What are the three most important? That's what I'm saying. We have like 2 minutes.
I'm in a lot of dangerous situations now where I travel and where I'm going in, so one of the most important things I carry is the Hutton's Edge tactical knife that I'm trained in using. Mm-hmm. I also have on me at all times a fire starter and my cell phone.
Okay.
And those are the, three most important things I think would have as far as, I have a lot of other stuff. I carry a bug out bag with me wherever I go, and I have what I call a grab and go hanging around my rearview mirror in my vehicle in case I need to suddenly evacuate, and you wouldn't believe some of the stuff that I have there. But those are the top three things that I carry with me to make sure that I'm going to be safe and be able to make it in a sudden catastrophe or in a dangerous situation.
Joel Johnson, KodiakSurvivalGear.com. Link on the website, KodiakSurvivalGear.com. He's going to be at the November 3rd and 4th Get Prepared Expo, Springfield, Missouri. I'm Vincent Finelli, USAPreparers.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones, coming up next on GCN.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.